The missionary's robe and scarf were really cool. I want to share God too, but I don't want to leave home.
Well, who says you have to leave home to serve God? Have you ever thought about being a missionary? My name is Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. It's true, Jesus wants you to go into all the earth and preach the gospel. You might hear that and think it means you're supposed to go to a faraway place to serve Jesus, and sometimes that's true. But guess what? All the earth includes your school, your neighborhood, and even the house where you live. And that's what our story is all about today. It's entitled God's Helper. Jesse sat in church listening to a missionary speaker talk about a faraway country as he showed the class photos on a large screen. In one of the pictures, the missionary and several other people wore long white robes and had scarves wrapped around their heads. "This is the way we often dress where I live," he said. "The purpose of these loose scarves is to keep the sun off our heads. It really works quite well." Jesse sat up straight to see better as the missionary continued speaking. "It's often difficult to reach people in this country with the good news that Jesus died and rose again to save us. I'm happy to be there because I know God sent me to tell them about Jesus and how much he loves them." Jesse's eyes opened wide. He had never been away from home for more than a few days at a time. He hoped God wouldn't send him to a faraway country. He didn't want to leave his family. The next day, Jesse sat on the front steps. He could hear sounds from the kitchen where his mom was cooking, and he could hear the hum of his dad's lawnmower in the backyard. Jesse liked those sounds. He looked down the street and saw Mrs. Quarry, their neighbor, walking home with a heavy bag of groceries. She stopped in front of Jesse's house, set down her grocery bag, and leaned against the fence. The grocery bag tipped, and several cans of food clattered across the sidewalk. Jesse ran to help her. "I'll get your groceries, Mrs. Quarry." The old woman took a deep breath. "Oh, thank you, Jesse. But first, please help me up my front steps. I'm so tired." She put one hand on the fence and the other on Jesse's shoulder. He walked beside her and hoped she wouldn't fall. When they reached the porch, Mrs. Quarry sat down on one of the chairs. She looked up at Jesse and smiled. "God sent you to me, Jesse. He knew I needed help, and he sent you." Jesse felt lighter as he ran back to pick up the groceries. He realized there were many ways he could share the love of Jesus with others, and he didn't even have to leave home. So how about you? Are you serving God at home, at school, in your neighborhood? You don't need to wait until you're older. He will help you share the love of Jesus with others right now, no matter where you are. Ask him to show you what you can do for him today. Then serve him by washing dishes, mowing lawns, or helping a friend or neighbor, or doing whatever else he leads you to do. Our key verse is Isaiah 6:8.
"Then I heard the Lord's voice saying, 'Who can I send? Who will go for us?' So I said, 'Here I am, send me.'"
And our key thought for today, serve God wherever you are.
Hey, Zach. Why didn't Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego get burned in the fire?
Hi, Cooper. I love your question. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego trusted that God would be with them in the fire, and even if they got burned, they decided that they would follow God no matter what. Now, when the fourth man was in the fire, some people think it was even Jesus, he was there to protect them from the flames. It was a real miracle. Well, Cooper, I hope that you're able to trust in God, too. If you ever have a question about what the Bible says, I would love to help you answer it. Send me your question when you go to keysforkids.net/heyzach. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.